Hello, Justin. Good morning, everybody. Starting the world of high school boys golf, where district meets were held around the state yesterday. Teams and individuals qualifying for their state tournaments next week. In Class 3A, the West Delaware boys will be advancing on to state as they finish third at the Waverly-Shellrock-hosted site at the Waverly Municipal Golf Course. The Hawks with a 322. Solon won it with a 295. The Gohawks of Waverly Shellrock second with a 314. Center Point Urbana was fourth, Vinton Shelsburg fifth. The Hawks had one of the top 10, Aiden Zertzman, the sophomore, with a 77. Three others in the top 20, Griffin Lott, the sophomore, 12th place with an 80, tied with his teammate Colson Mersch, and McCoy Payton, 17th. The sophomore shot an 85. Jack Biesing and Cameron Downs came in 22nd and 24th. The sophomore Biesing with a 90, Downs the junior with a 95. The Hawks advancing on to the Class 3A state tournament next Monday and Tuesday at the Vinker Memorial Golf Course near Ames. In Class 2A, the Beckman Blazers headed back to state after winning their district at the Heritage Oaks Golf and Country Club near Minneapolis. The Blazers shot a 302, beating Pella Christian, who had a 320. Blazers took the top two spots, Nate Offerman, the medalist. The senior shot a 69, Luke Harwick, the junior runner-up, with a 72. Senior Noah Bogey, 7th place, with a 79. T.J. Thier, the junior, was 10th, with an 82. Brady Bockenstedt, the senior, 15th, with an 86. And coming in 28th was Sam Craffle, the senior, with a 95. In Class 1A, area coverage teams traveling up to Highland Park Golf Course near Mason City. Ben Hesner of East Buchanan advancing on. The senior was runner-up with a 76, one stroke behind Zayden Eggers, a freshman from BCLUW. Junior Hayden Nelson of East Buck shot an 81, good for a tie for 7th place. Sophomore Nathan Crawford, 14th, with an 87. His teammate Owen Reck, a senior, 19th, with an 89. Toby Grimm, the junior from Maquoketa Valley, a 92, good for 26th place. Girls' state qualifying golf meets will take place tomorrow. Continuing our state track and field meet preview, Class 2A today. Starting on the girls' side in the 800-meter run, Ava Capron, the sophomore, and Marissa Cahoe, the junior from Monticello. In the girls' 1500-meter run, Panthers sophomore Leah Kohler and her senior teammate Emma Altoff, also a freshman from Cascade, Hallie Kelchin. In the 3000-meter run, Altoff of Monticello and Kelchin of Cascade. In the 100-meter hurdles, Devin Simon, the senior from Cascade, Kate Green, the sophomore of the Cougars. In the 400-meter hurdles, Maya Curry, the junior from Cascade, and her teammate, the Cougars, Devin Simon. Cascade will be in the 4x100. Also in the 4x400, along with Monticello, the 4x800 features Beckman and Monticello in the 800 sprint medley relay Cascade. Three coverage area girls in the discus, Georgia Culver, a junior from Anamosa, Grace Romberg, a senior from Cascade, and Maddie Fisher, a junior from Anamosa. In the distance medley, Monticello. On the boys' side, in the 400-meter dash, Luca Rickles, a senior from Cascade, Monticello sophomore Tate Lunsman. 800-meter run, Shea Keister, the senior from Anamosa. Also, Ian Temple, the senior from Monticello. In the 1600-meter run, Panther senior Chesney Capron. In the 3200-meter run, Cascade senior Adam Napper. 110 high hurdles, Tyson Gravel of Anamosa, a senior. In the 400-meter hurdles, Quinn Casey, a sophomore from Cascade, and Anamosa junior Angelo Cudahy. In the 4x100-meter relay, Anamosa and Cascade. In the 4x200, Cascade and Anamosa. The same two schools in the 4x400-meter relay as well. In the 4x800-meter relay, it'll be Monticello and Anamosa. In the distance medley, Anamosa and Monticello. In the high jump, Cascade sophomore Quinn Casey. In the long jump, Anamosa senior Jay Gatto. In the discus, Zach Yates, a junior from Monticello. And in the 800 sprint medley relay, Cascade. State track and field meet starts on Thursday morning at 9 a.m. We'll have coverage at quarter till each hour Thursday, Friday, and Saturday with our video interviews online as well at KMCH.com. The high school boys soccer postseason began last night around the state. The West Delaware Hawks had their season ended in close fashion on the road, falling to the Independence Mustangs at Lyle Linebaugh Field by the score of 2-0 in their Class 2A first-round contest. Elsewhere, Monticello was handled by Tipton by the final score of 7-1. It was Cascade edging Bellevue to move on in Class 1A play by the score of 3-2. Anamosa was shut out by Benton Community on the road in Van Horn 6-0. The opening night of high school baseball of the new season last night around the state. A few coverage area teams were in play. The Western Dubuque Bobcats sweeping Iowa City Liberty down in North Liberty as the Bobcats winning by the score of 6-5 in game one, and they hammered the Lightning in the nightcap with the tally of 19-5. Beckman traveled down to Eldridge to take on Norris Scott and fell to the Lancers by the final score of 16-8. North Lynn opened up with a doubleheader sweep at home over Central City as the Lynx took game one 10-0. Mason Beshin, the outstanding sophomore, with a no-hitter. Both games in five innings as the Lynx took game two by the score of 11-1. Our broadcast season of high school summer sports coverage officially begins tonight with West Delaware baseball at home inside the Beckman Sports Complex overlooking Stryton Energy Field. So the Hawks will welcome in the Hawks of Lansing Key. We'll take the air around 6:50 live right here on Mix 94.7, KMCH.com, and the KMCH app. Also on our KMCH Sports video stream at KMCH.com. Corey Coates will join me for all the action tonight. A 7 o'clock first pitch scheduled for the varsity contest after the 5 o'clock JV game as the Hawks host Lansing Key. And that's the way it is for now. Have yourselves a good Tuesday. John Swisher, KMCH Sports.